Well, good morning. It's time for another day page, even though I'm not ready for it yet, as you can probably hear. Today, it's the horror of terror, the bullcrap drumbeat of propagandistic fearing over vague, unspecified threats continues unabated. An inside source at ABC News reports reporters petrified. Some are unable to move and actually turning into mineral deposits. Others are hiding under their desks and calling their mothers. The grass is always greener. This morning, the New York Times reports the opt-out generation wants back in. A decade after they left careers in favor of full-time lives at home, working mothers like Sheila O'Donnell, who quit a big salary job at Oracle, reflected on what they had lost. BizWorld is all a-twitter over Jeff Bezos, Amazon founder, and his purchase of the Washington Post and some attached properties. Bezos used his pocket money to buy the paper. His personal wealth is in the bazillions. And the most factual newspaper, the New York Post, leads with a story about ABC's Don Ennis, who went from he to she, had bizarre Facebook countdowns, and a rough month. Attention-loving ABC News editor Don Ennis posted a bizarre countdown on his Facebook page just before his changeover to Dawn Stacy. Clueless pals thought he was planning to commit suicide. In announcing his change back to male Don, he said he had a bout of transient global amnesia and now felt like the man he once was. Transgenders ripped him for the notion. And there you have it. When it comes to gender change, you just can't win. The grass is always greener. And there you have it. But wait, there's still more. We haven't done the salute to coffee yet. So, here we go. Got the old aluminum coffee mug. And we'll raise it up high. Hot. Hot, hot, hot. Just like the weather. Really need this morning. John Bush is doing approximately the same thing right now over on our sister station, KXP1, out of Boulder, Colorado. Although John is in, I believe it's Houston, Texas. And he does his salute to coffee at about 10 minutes past the hour every weekday on his Rise Up radio program. So if you feel the urge, you can check that out over on KXP1, or you can stay tuned to Radio InfoWeb for music for your head. And that's it for Day Page. You can come out from under your bed now, but remember to support your NSA troops. Domestic surveillance will save you from terrorists in Yemen. And who cares about freedom anyway? I'm Rex Latchford, and hopefully I'll be more awake for the next Day Page. And don't forget, we have a swell new blog coming at daypage.net where you can find all the past day pages.